بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the treatise of our Sheikh regarding the natural blood of women, and point number 9, the free uterus. The free uterus. By the way, this book will be inshallah tomorrow on the site, inshallah. It's ready inshallah tomorrow. It should be inshallah on the site. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, a uterus, a free from pregnancy, a uterus free from pregnancy has a relationship to the state of menses of a woman, and thus to the application of certain Islamic laws. For example, if a person related to a married woman dies, if a person who is related to a married woman dies and he has a particular inheritance, and he has a particular inheritance. So, for example, if a person related to a married woman dies and he has a particular inheritance, to know whether the woman is pregnant or not determines the state of distribution of inheritance. To know whether the woman is pregnant or not determines the state of distribution of inheritance. Her husband should not have sexual intercourse with her until after A. she menstruates, indicating that her womb is free and thus no inheritance applies. B. her pregnancy at the time of death of the inherited person is clearly proven. Her pregnancy at the time of death of the inherited person is clearly proven. In this case, the distribution of inheritance must consider the newborn. I will repeat both points, inshallah. I will go slow even. Her husband, to know whether the woman is pregnant or not, we said this determines the state of distribution of inheritance. Her husband should not have sexual intercourse with her until after case A, she menstruates, indicating that her womb is free and thus no inheritance applies. There is no newborn. The uterus is free. B. her pregnancy at the time of death of this inherited person is clearly proven, meaning she's pregnant. In this case, the distribution of inheritance must consider the newborn. Is this clear? Is this clear, inshallah? In this case, the distribution of inheritance must consider the newborn. Tenth point. Excellent, mashallah. Great. Alhamdulillah. Tenth point. Obligation to have a bath, ghusl. Obligation to have bath, ghusl. Obligation to have bath. It is obligatory upon a menstruating woman to take a bath at the end of her menses. This is in accordance with the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Fatima, the daughter of Abi Hubaysh. He told her, give up the prayer when your menses begins, and after it finishes, wash the blood of your body by having a full shower, and start praying, and start praying. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 1, hadith number 327. The least to do while taking a bath is to wash off all of the body, including the scalp of the head, including the scalp of the head. The best way of bathing is the way described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best way of bathing is the way described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Asma, the daughter of Shakl, inquired about ghusl, when she inquired about ghusl, about the bath, he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, quote, "Everyone amongst you should use water mixed with the leaves of the lute tree and cleanse herself well." This is in Sahih Muslim, volume 1, hadith 649. "Everyone amongst you should use water mixed with the leaves of the lute tree and cleanse herself well, and then pour water on her head and rub it vigorously till it reaches the roots of the hair. Then she should pour water on it. Afterwards, she should take a piece of cotton smeared with musk and cleans herself with the help of that. Upon this, he," the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "observed, 'Praise be to Allah, she should cleanse herself.'" Aisha said in a subdued tone, "that she should apply it to the trace of blood," that she should apply it to the trace of blood, meaning the piece of cotton. "It is not obligatory upon the menstruating woman to undo her hair. It is not obligatory upon the menstruating woman to undo her hair once she is ready to do the bath, unless her hair is closely plaited to the degree that it will prevent water from reaching under the hair." Salama asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salama asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I am a woman who has closely plaited hair on my head. Should I undo it for taking a bath because of sexual intercourse or due to menses, as in one narration?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And then pour water over yourself, and then pour water over yourself, and you shall be purified, and you shall be purified." This is in Sahih Muslim, volume 1, number 643. Case: if the menstruating woman becomes clean within the prescribed time of one of the prayers, then she should immediately take a bath so as to be able to perform her prayer on time. If she was on travel and there was no available water, or if she would be harmed due to a certain reason, sickness or otherwise, by the use of available water, then she can perform tayammum, a dry ablution, up until the causes that prevent her from using water are lifted. She could then take a bath. Tayammum is to put or strike lightly the hands over clean earth and then pass the palm of each on the back of the other, blow off the dust and then pass them over the face. This is performed when water is not available or if its use is harmful. I described to you tayammum. Tayammum is dry ablution. Is to put, this is the way to do it, is to put or strike lightly the hands over clean earth and then pass the palm of each on the back of the other. Blow off the dust and then pass them over the face. This is performed when water is not available or if its use is harmful. Is this understood, inshallah? Okay. Case. There are some women who become clean during the prescribed time of a prayer, but they postpone taking a bath, claiming that they are unable to finish cleaning themselves within the prescribed time of the prayer. This is only an excuse because she can perform the mandatory acts of bathing that would make her clean and still perform prayer on time. She could perform a complete bath whenever she is free, so that she can pray on time. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.